1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. knew in advance, or just as Israel was carrying out an aerial attack on Hamas leaders in Qatar. CBS's Ramy Innocencio.
The attack marks a dramatic escalation in Israel's campaign, and there's worry it could derail ongoing negotiations to end the war and free Israeli hostages.
New numbers from the government put a whole new look on the labor market for the year ending late last winter. CBS's Vladimir Dutier.
This is a significant number. Total non-farm employment from the period from April 2024 to March 2025 has been revised downward by more than 900,000 jobs.
CBS's Allison Keyes on the pushback to the Chicago immigration crackdown.
The Department of Homeland Security says Operation Midway Blitz will target criminal aliens who flock to Chicago because of sanctuary policies. But Alderwoman Halo Gutierrez says,
we will not be intimidated.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A federal judge has ruled that Wisconsin must give back pay to disabled workers who were denied unemployment payments because they received disability payments through Social Security. The court order requires the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development to create a process for residents who were denied unemployment benefits between September of 2015 and this past July to receive the payments. The judge ruled the state law that was used to prevent those residents from collecting unemployment benefits intentionally discriminated against them. There are special opportunities this month to connect job seekers and employers. Joanne Krulatz has more.
September is National Workforce Development Month, and Wisconsin's Department of Workforce Development invites job seekers and employers to explore services offered by the Job Center of Wisconsin. On Wednesdays this month, you can access specialized services, including career navigators and business services professionals who can connect you to the right job or talent. Events will also include employment and training specialists who know what local job demands are. More information on Workforce Wednesdays can be found on the DWD website.
A federal judge has ruled that new Wisconsin regulations targeting vape devices can remain in place. The regulations ban the sale of any electronic vaping device that is not listed in the Wisconsin Department of Revenue's directory. A coalition of vape shops filed the lawsuit prior to when the regulations went into effect on September 1st. On Friday, a federal judge ruled against temporarily blocking the regulations, noting in his decision that the vape distributors had 19 months to challenge the 2023 law that made the new regulations possible. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Some injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers have 14 players on the injury list following Sunday's win over the Lions. New additions include right tackle Zach Tom with a sore hip, left guard Aaron Banks listed with an ankle. The Packers host the Washington Commanders this Thursday night, kickoff at 7:15. On Monday Night Football, the Vikings beat the Bears 24. Baseball. The Brewers face the Rangers tonight in Arlington, Texas. The crew shut out by the Rangers last night, 5-0. Milwaukee's Jose Quintana had a no-hitter going until the fifth when Michael Helman hit a grand slam with two outs. Pat Murphy.
You got two outs in the inning and make an 0-2 pitch that just doesn't get to where you want. Unfortunate, and a great credit to the Rangers hitter. Drove in all five runs, I believe, tonight. Great credit to him. Credit to their starting pitching. Their starting pitcher, he was fantastic. The catchers, I've always liked this kid. He really does a great job behind the dish.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny and rather pleasant today with highs scraping the mid-70s and a breezy south wind. With a chance of showers sprinkling in here this evening, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight. But tomorrow, we stay with sunshine and highs right back to the mid-70s. Behind that, for the weekend, 80s take over. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlo.
Right now, 66 degrees.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's That's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin travels to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Did you miss Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers in theaters? Good news. It's on television on Tuesday night for free. Join us next time when we talk with the producer and director.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old friend Cole Stangler, the journalist based out of Marseille, France, contributor to The Guardian, The Nation, Jacobin, etc. Also France 24 TV, covering politics and labor. He's author of the book Paris is Not Dead, Surviving Hyper-Gentrification in the City of Light. Cole Stangler, S-T-A-N-G-L-E-R, Cole, C-O-L-E, ColeStangler.com is his website, and also his Blue Sky handle. Cole, welcome back to the program. I understand the French government is, shall we say, going through a few things. You want to lay it out for us?
Yeah, thank you so much, as always, for having me, Tom. Yeah, so, you know, yesterday, Monday, we had this motion of no confidence, okay, in the National Assembly. And so the government does no longer has a functioning majority. Majority of people in the Assembly voted against the prime minister. Prime Minister tendering now his resignation today on Tuesday. And it means now we sort of enter this period of uncertainty where we're waiting on President Macron to name a new prime minister. He says he's going to do that in the coming days. Could be very soon, could be in a couple of days. And then we're going to have to wait and see whether this new prime minister is going to be able to have a functioning majority in the assembly. But we're in a really serious political crisis. And there's now talk of potentially having to have new legislative elections, because if the new prime minister doesn't have a functioning majority, then you can't have a functioning government. And at that point, you have to have legislative elections. But maybe to take a step back, because it might not be so familiar to Americans how exactly the French constitution, how the French government works. But France is really what we call a semi-presidential system. So you have a president, okay, like in the United States, who's elected now every 5 years. That's Macron. He's been reelected. But you also have a parliament that's quite strong. So it's semi-presidential because according to the French constitution, it's the prime minister who dictates the policies of the nation, and the prime minister is accountable to the parliament. And so that's really where we're at today. And to kind of break things down, the issue we have is France doesn't only have this economic distrust of the government, unrest related to this budget, that the austerity budget that the Macron government and his prime minister tried to approve. You have a bigger democracy problem. That's what this is about. You have a serious democracy problem in France, and it comes down to what I was talking about, that difference between the president and the National Assembly. Macron now, for at least the last year, does not have a majority in the National Assembly, and yet he's sort of figured out ways to have prime ministers that are to his liking and that have been able to govern and put forth policies that are extremely unpopular. You have a democracy problem in France. And maybe one last thing just to mention is that maybe people remember these snap legislative elections that happened last year. Macron called for these elections. It seemed like after the results came down, France was split into really three blocks in the National Assembly, that finally This meant that Macron was going to maybe recognize that his agenda was not so popular in France, that maybe it was going to be time to compromise, and that maybe France would have to move towards what's called a system of cohabitation, having a president and a prime minister that have basically different political agendas. It's happened before in French history. It's not what Macron has done. And so what we're seeing is really the kind of lingering anger and pent-up frustration that goes back to that Macron's unwillingness to listen to what voters expressed at the polls last summer.
So, Cole, what are the issues? What I'm reading in the press here is that immigration is a big deal. There's a huge racist vote that's animated the Le Pen right for a long time. But also that Macron is trying to, dial back on pensions, on what we call Social Security, stuff like that. I mean, what specifically are the issues?
Yeah, so the big issue that's led to this government being toppled in the National Assembly has to do with this budget. Okay, so this is a budget that includes, I sometimes think the word is overused, austerity, but in this case, it really is an austerity budget. Beirut, the prime minister, was trying to cut, past tense, 44 billion euros in spending. So targeting the healthcare system, which used to be the number one in the world, according to the World Health Organization, but has declined in quality because of budget cuts. So cuts to healthcare, cuts to unemployment insurance, removing two paid holidays and forcing people to work, freezing benefits, including retirement benefits. And all of this, coupled with a repeated refusal to raise taxes on the rich. You even had people on the left in France saying, you know what? Maybe France does have a little bit of a debt problem. We can't ignore it. Borrowing costs in France are rising. When Beirut and his government say that France has high debt, they're not lying. France does have debt that's increasing. But then if that's the real goal, if the goal is to address that problem, then why would you not ask the wealthiest in France to contribute? You had a proposal on the table from the socialists and others on the left saying, if we really want to address the debt and budget deficits, why don't we put out a tax on the wealthiest individuals in France? A tax on people would have covered 1,200 people in France of the wealthiest, 2% tax on their wealth, called the Zucman tax, in reference to the economist Gabriel Zucman, who's often worked with Thomas Piketty, works in the United States at Berkeley. That was a non-starter. So this idea of austerity, refusal to tax the rich, that's led to the government downfall. And then you're right, Tom, when it comes to the far right, Marine Le Pen's party, because France is split really into three blocks. We have the Macronists, we have the left, and then we have the far right. They're all pretty evenly split. The far right has a deep opposition to immigration. And of course, it's pent up in other issues, but, I don't think we can ignore it. There's a deep opposition to immigration that thinks of immigration being the kind of source of all the source of national decline. It's a nativist agenda that's quite similar in many ways to the Republican Party in the United States and Donald Trump. And my last book that just came out in May in France, called Le Miroir Américain, The American Mirror, is looking at the similarities between American politics and French politics, which go back a long way, but are reflected today. This far right that's increasingly Trumpist, obsessed with immigration, fighting these culture wars, and has a real kind of authoritarian impulse, in my view.
Now, here in the United States, supporting that kind of authoritarian right-wing worldview and by extension the GOP and Trump and the MAGA movement, we have major television networks bowing the knee to Donald Trump. You've got CBS, putting Weinstein, a right-winger, apparently in charge of what goes on the air. ABC paying Trump a big bribe, Paramount. We've got 1,500 right-wing radio stations. So, number one, we've got a right-wing media problem in America, and there is no left-wing parallel to that, really. The Republicans would tell you that NPR is, but it's they're just down the middle. And then we've also got a social media problem that's heavily contaminated by Russian and Chinese propaganda and bots and whatnot that are actually, in many cases, being promoted by the right-wing owners of these media sites, specifically Zuckerberg and Musk. What's that like in France?
No, it's a great question. You know, there's a saying people sometimes have in France, which is that, you know, everything comes from the United States, but 5 years later or 10 years later, it comes to France. So first off, we do have a much more kind of, I'll start off on an optimistic note, a much more robust, publicly funded media system in France. People want to cut it. The national rally wants to, the far right Marine Le Pen party wants to completely privatize it, but it is still in place. So compared to the US, we have a very robust public TV and radio network that exists. So that's the good news. There's also subsidies to the press, which, you know, could be a double-edged sword. But the one way that the French media is becoming more Americanized, if you will, is that we have a ultra-right, very Catholic religious billionaire named Vincent Bolloré, who basically has created a media empire in the last few years, very similar to the one launched by Rupert Murdoch in the United States with Fox News. The most watched, depends on what month you look at the ratings, but one of the most at least watched news networks in France is a network called CNews. And it's very, very similar to Fox News. You know, similar kind of style, similar focus on what the French call faits divers. So basically random bits of crime, but the crime stories are always kind of tied to a particular angle. They get you to be against immigrants and foreigners. So they'll talk about, you know, entertainment crime, but it always kind of has a political angle. They're going to, you know, rely mostly on invite right-wing people on, and very populist in a bad sense, in the sense that these media outlets are going to constantly criticize the Baudelaire ones, constantly criticize other media outlets and say they're part of this kind of liberal elite. It's a refrain, you know, that we hear in France too, this idea that the kind of public service media are a bunch of leftists in disguise, secretly trying to influence the rest of the country, and that they're out of touch. And the real French people watch CNews. That's sort of the kind of idea they're selling the viewers.
Interesting.
So that's alarming.
Yeah.
CNews, and we have print news outlets as well. So it is alarming, becoming more Americanized.
Cole, I just have 1 minute here before we hit a hard break. How's this going to play out? What's your prediction?
Well, I know you're never supposed to predict things, so I won't predict, but what is interesting is tomorrow, so the 10th, Wednesday the 10th, we have a big day of protests, and unions have called for another strike on the 18th. You know, France has this kind of tradition of protest, which is, you know, I think a healthy and good impulse, and that's what we're seeing more of. So the protests will be interesting to watch, and it's always important to remember, despite what maybe some of the foreign media suggest, or despite what the Macronists and Le Pen want you to think, there's a robust left that, you know, at least makes up a third of the French political spectrum, and it's incumbent on the left to stay united and to be able to articulate an alternative. And I'll sound like a broken record on this, but if the left wants to articulate an alternative, they're going to have to show that they're serious and stay united.
I know who Macron is, and I know who Le Pen is. Who's the leader of the left?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. Is there a leader of the left in France? You have a number of different kind of actors. Jean-Luc Mélenchon certainly fashions himself a leader of the left. Other people who are socialists and greens do as well. Marine Tondelier,
So it's like the same problem as America has. I mean, we've got Bernie Sanders, but, you know, he's not going to become the next president. Fascinating stuff. Cole, I'm out of time. I'm sorry. Cole Stangler. ColeStangler.com is his website, and on Blue Sky. Cole, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you so much, as always, Tom. Thanks.
Great talking with you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour, talk radio for the rest of us. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stick around. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to cure your sweet tooth, visit El Café. They've got an incredible pie selection daily with options like apple, pumpkin, and blueberry. They've even got cheesecakes like cherry, triple berry, and fudge. El Café pies are the perfect way to end a great meal or just a good excuse to stop in for a slice. See what all the fuss is about at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Now available for pre-order or with meals. Stop by El Café and grab yours today by calling 715-887-2233.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos's wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles, and that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection notice or a foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free history report. And a title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection, which is 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock and protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, that's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
We dreamed of life, but the shadows grew taller in the silence of the night.
He came with a promise, I'll make you great again. But he sold out the people for the gold of wicked men.
About 25 minutes past the hour. Examining the authoritarian nationalism toward the U.S. That's the France thing. That was the title of Cole Stangler's piece. CBS has named former Hudson Institute CEO Kenneth Weinstein, or maybe it's Weinstein, I'm not sure, to serve as the ombudsman of CBS News. He has ties to government officials, which makes it kind of weird that CBS is putting him in charge. One person suggested the move appears to presage the arrival of Barry Weiss, the leader of the upstart digital site, the Free Press, which is, the fastest, if not one of the fastest growing Substack newsletters. And she's in talks to sell her operation to Paramount. So there's this whole discussion that Barry Weiss might end up basically being in charge of programming at CBS. And Weinstein will review all this. So keep an eye on it. I don't know where this is going. And finally, a crazy alert. Donald Trump at the U.S. Open was seen with a blue pill between his teeth, which is kind of weird in and of itself. Usually you just pop it in your mouth. But, so on his side, they're saying, oh, yeah, it was a breath mint. Other people are going, blue pill. Let's see. Blue pill. Oh, yeah. Viagra. Adderall. That's a blue pill, too. Valium, that's a blue pill. So what do you think the blue pill was that Donald was chewing on at the U.S. Open? I vote for Adderall, although he did apparently fall asleep during the game at one point. I mean, but he does that a lot. I mean, the guy is old and he's kind of feeble. His mind is slipping, his body is betraying him. So I suppose it could be just about anything. Anyhow, I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. What say you?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Maybe they're making a combination Viagra and Adderall pill now. I don't know. We'll be right back with your calls. Stick around.
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how How cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you midday on a Tuesday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing joins us ahead of the USDA's crop production report to be released on Friday. He said the recent dry weather might bring down yield estimates, but he's also worried about drop in demand for both corn and soybeans coming off the ground this fall.
Biggest thing I'm concerned about right now is just the logistics of just pulled out a lot of old crop corn. We got a lot of new crop corn coming. Actually, harvest has begun. We're 4% harvested nationally on this week's crop progress numbers. So that's going to be something that's going to weigh on this market because a lot of producers, unfortunately, are undersold here. But, you know, obviously the opportunities weren't there. So there's going to be some bushels moving around that are going to weigh on things. Soybean-wise, we need to see that Chinese demand still step into the market. We've been selling beans at a pretty good clip, but nowhere near where we need to without the Chinese stepping in, whether it's trade deal, whether it's just value, things of that nature. We're still waiting to see the business come together and get some of those beans at least moved to China. That'll be a big piece of the puzzle.
Market advisor John Heinberg along with us from Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We'll take a look at midday commodity prices after this.
You can't do the same thing and expect different results. So here's some advice. Change the seed and you'll change the game. Zitavo soybean seed is the seed you've always wanted. It's been tested again and again, going through at least 12 quality control protocols because 11 wasn't enough. All to ensure that you get consistent performance from every seed that can pay off with better soybean yield. Zitavo soybean seed is ready to raise the bar for soybeans. Are you? Learn more at xitavosoybeanseed.com. Always read and follow label directions.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Grain markets are trading lower midday on a Tuesday. December corn is down a half a cent at 421 and a quarter. November soybeans down a penny at 1032 and three quarters. And December wheat is trading 2 cents lower at 521 and three quarters. Fluid milk markets are mixed. The October Class 3 milk contract is up a penny at 1688 a hundredweight. The November contract, that's down 2 cents, but also trading at 1688 a hundredweight. Don't forget that you can continue to keep up on farm news and market stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter so that you don't miss a thing. That e-newsletter will deliver farm news to your inbox every morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly sunny and rather pleasant today, with highs scraping the mid-70s and a breezy south wind. The chance of showers sprinkling in here this evening, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight. But tomorrow, we stay with sunshine and highs right back to the mid-70s. Behind that, for the weekend, 80s take over. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, 66 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
So I knew we all have two ages, you know, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is that I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing it. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruits and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise. Just Field of Greens. I've noticed since I started using Field of Greens that I have more energy. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits like cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging, and I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. And check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM. Titans.
Can you feel the change? They're tightening their hold, pushing us to the edge of rage. Every law they break, every truth they steal, we stand on the edge, and it's too real. The grip tightens, it's cutting through the night. Can we rise, or will we lose this fight? They silence our voices, crush our dreams. The grip tightens, ripping at the seams. The grip tightens, can you hear?
Kings 2.0 is scheduled for the middle of next month, mid-October. The page is officially up over at mobilize.us, among others. So interesting stuff. Earlier, we had a caller who was pointing out that Donald Trump won the Hispanic vote with about 48%. Currently, among Hispanic Americans, this is from a Pew Research poll that was done about 2 weeks ago, approval among Hispanic Americans sits at 27%, 70% disapproval, 51% say they strongly disapprove. That's, you know, that's a 34-point collapse, which is pretty amazing. You know, I said, you know, when the caller pointed these statistics out that I didn't think that, you know, that was going to be the case going forward. Apparently it's not. So what's on your mind today? Sue in Belmont, Michigan. Hey, Sue, what's up?
Hey, when I was talking to your
call screener Mateo,
I said I follow Robert Reich a lot.
Yeah, he's got a great Substack newsletter.
Yeah, or on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
He's also on Blue Sky. Anyway, yeah. He had something, and I read it once before, but I wanted to bring it up again. It's called Five. If you're afraid of the growth of fascism, there are five things you can do. And I have them written out. Number one, call your representative. He didn't mention senator, but it depends, I guess, on what the issue
sure.
is. Call him up. That was number one. Number two, go to or attend town halls. I attended one on the phone. When Alyssa Slotkin was trying to make people know what's going on, you know, after the big ugly bill.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three, join resistance groups like Indivisible, 50-51. I'm going to mention ACLU, but usually the protests are connected with the 50-51 and indivisible. Number four, boycott organizations that support Donald Trump. Paramount, McDonald's, Avelo. Avelo is an airline that takes
they're moving immigrants, yeah.
Yeah, so we've had a protest going on there. I haven't gone there, done that, but, you know, I try to do what I can. And there's letters that can go out to Avelo. And number five, protect the vulnerable. I guess protecting them by signing up and supporting things like ACLU, SPLC.
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of local groups in Chicago in particular. I shared the name and actions of one of them earlier on. That's great, Sue. Thank you for sharing those that perspective.
Can I ask you one other thing?
Yeah.
And one other thing to do to support these people is videotape and document when they get done. But can you have Robert on there, because he may be able to answer some questions that I didn't cover.
Yeah.
Robert
is a great guy. He's been on the program a number of times. The door is always open to him. He's always welcome to come on this program. Sue, thanks for the call. Russell in Las Vegas. Hey, Russell, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to talk about Supreme Court, my idea for it, which is break the court up into three equal courts with either five or seven judges, accept all the documents for the next session, but the judges won't know what courtroom they're in until the very end of that session they're in. In other words, when they get people in there, you're going to be in courtroom A, you'll be in B, you'll be in C for each case. And the judges, towards the end of their thing, go into a lottery to see what courtroom they sit in.
Yeah. The problem, Russell, is that any kind of system you can come up with, whether it's, you know, let's expand the court to 13 people or 15 or 17, or let's do it like the circuit courts where you've got, you know, three judge panels and then you can go en banc, you can do the entire, you know, all nine judges, that kind of thing. Any of those structural remedies assume or rely on at least a majority of the judges actually caring about the law rather than politics primarily. And clearly that's not what we have right now with the six Republicans who are on the court. They are clearly wedded to their politics and their philosophy rather than the law and history. And, you know, if you try to come up with some new way, like, hey, let's go back to the American Bar Association and just do their endorsements rather than, you know, Leonard Leo's group, you know, nominating people. They'll just, you know, the billionaires will just figure out a way to corrupt the American Bar Association. To the best of my knowledge, it hasn't happened yet, although I think you could argue that ever since the 1930s, and I'm not sure when the ABA started doing the recommendations that were received by Congress, but it was probably around that time. But basically certainly since the 70s, when Nixon put Lewis Powell on the bench, the American Bar Association has been favoring pro-corporate judges. I mean, the entire Supreme Court has swung right since the mid-70s. So it's a hell of a lift, Russell. You know, we've got a system of government that at some level depends on people of good faith and goodwill. And that's really tough when you've got a bunch of right-wing billionaires dedicated to corrupting the system, including now Leonard Leo, who's got over $1 billion to play with. So, but I get what you're saying. Russell, thank you for the call. Tony in Long Island, New York. Hey, Tony, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you, sir? I was listening to the amount of Hispanics that had voted, well, roughly 49% in this recent election for Trump. However, I didn't. There's a breakdown there that I think is really a little bit more significant.
Mm-hmm.
I think that roughly, from what I've been told, and I'm a Hispanic male myself, and I travel around these circles, but approximately two-thirds of Cubans, as well as two-thirds of Venezuelans, swung towards Donald Trump. The reason being is that they both were under temporary protected status. And the unfortunate aspect of it is they thought they were, quote-unquote, and for lack of a better term, too white to be sent back.
Right, they thought they were safe. And Trump just deported a bunch of people to Cuba, didn't he? just like last
Correct.
Week.
He did, as well as Venezuelans.
Yeah,
he's recidivist. So their hatred for other people that have come through has come back to bite them.
Yeah,
and that's why if you see that it's 27% that still approve of him, you have to ask yourself, who are those 27% of those people, Cuban nationals that have been here for years? You know, that's where you'll really find that answer. But the majority of Hispanics, aside from those that are covered under temporary protected status, would not vote for him. And a lot of them are feeling that that old cliche of FAFO. But the other thing I wanted to ask real quickly, if you don't mind, is you were speaking regarding expanding some of the Hispanic podcasters, basically throughout the area. Since
radio stations too.
What should of them? Now, I believe Brian Tyler Cohen had created a 1630 fund where he takes no money from this, and through Chorus he was trying to literally give sponsorships to a bunch of people. A bunch of small-time podcasters to help bring them up. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of these other people, like Tim Lorenz, ripping them to pieces, you know, basically tearing the entire left out from the inside, which I find to be very sad because Tim Lorenz herself also benefited from the 1630 fund. She claims that David Pakman threatened to sue her, which is untrue. Because you should say that he's a multimillionaire. I'm like, but Taylor Lorenz is worth $2.5 million. How dare you say that about somebody?
Mm-hmm.
My question being is, do you think that having this animosity from the inside and having all these people jumping on this story for clicks is worthy of where we want to go as a progressive party versus what Brian is trying to do, which is trying to bring up a lot of podcasters from the bottom up who can't work 10 hours a day and who need to have that kind of financial structure?
I don't know. And my experience, I mean, having built this show from scratch over 23 years, is that if you try to interfere in these processes, at least initially, you might shoot yourself in the foot. You know, I get it that Heritage was giving $2 million a year to Limbaugh and $1 million a year to Hannity, but that was after they had demonstrated that they had the talent to pull in an audience. So
To Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I really think that there's something to be said for people knowing how to do what they're doing rather than just grabbing somebody because of their politics. We'll be right back. So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I cannot believe it's almost fall already. Where did the summer go?
I know, it flies by faster every year.
Well, I suppose we better start checking off the fall to-do list. Before you know it, the
Shh, don't say the S word.
Snow?
Yes.
We live in Wisconsin, honey. It's coming. But we have to get the furnace checked. Remember that awful noise it made last year? Who should we call?
Your parents just had Tri-City Services install their new AC and said they did a great job. Let's call them.
All right, let me Google them. Wow, they have a 4.9 rating. And their website is calltricity.com. Easy to remember. Wait, they do plumbing now too?
Call Tri-City Services now to get a free quote on a new heating system. Visit calltricity.com or call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today to get a free quote on a new furnace and receive $480 off. Or call for a system check before it gets cold. Remember, calltricity.com.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. This year's Wisconsin state budget included a rather unfortunate cut. The Republican-controlled Budget Committee eliminated funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program that would have kept two facilities in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls open and operational. This state program aims to provide temporary housing, training, and supportive services to military veterans who are experiencing homelessness or are at risk of becoming homeless in order to help them obtain permanent housing. In response to these looming closures, Democrats representing parts of Green Bay and Chippewa Falls introduced legislation in August to keep these facilities open. But Republican legislative leadership has not even allowed a public hearing on the bill, and the clock is ticking. Without these funds, these facilities are set to close by September 30th of this year. Republicans need to come to the table and step up to support our veterans now before it's too late.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline? Scary, but true. See, many collagen products, well, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. And that's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. You can read it over at getnativepath.com/Hartman. It's a quick read. It could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Get, G-E-T, native path, P-A-T-H, .com/H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
From the street, but the crime ain't here. It's the ballot they're afraid of, the people they fear. Voting machines in their sights, blue cities on the line. Democracy's the target, and they're running out of time. Militarize, intimidate, control.
The hour, picking up your calls here. Dan in Port Orchard, Washington. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks so much for taking my call. I appreciate that.
Sure.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Thank you.
And really enjoy your program every day and miss you when you're not there, but Love it. Love it. Tom, I have a proposal to make. Russell made his proposal about the Supreme Court dividing the court into three courts. Mm-hmm. And I have a Supreme Court proposal to make for your listeners, for you and your and our great listeners. And it is rotating. First of all, I'm deeply opposed to a lifetime appointment or a job. Okay, I just do not agree with that.
The theory was that that would insulate people from political influence, but they, you know, obviously what the founders didn't anticipate is that some billionaire would come along to a Supreme Court justice with a lifetime appointment and offer them, you know, $250,000 RV and buy a new house for their mom and put their kid through school and take them on a $1 million holiday.
Yeah. Yes, yes, Tom, right on, right on. And so here's my proposal, that each new president that is elected can elect, first of all, mandatory retirement for the top two Supreme Court justices, mm-hmm. okay? They're out, okay? And everybody moves up, they rotate, okay? And then the new president gets to elect two new Supreme Court justices.
Right.
This way we're rotating and we're not becoming stagnant. Corruption is something that is and just has totally taken over the Supreme Court. And so this is what my proposal is, and I would like to see if our listeners can weigh in on that one.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
What do you think?
I think the solution over the short term is three things. Number one, term limits on Supreme Court justices. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that after a certain number of years or after a certain age, 18 years seems like a reasonable one, that they should be forced back into the lower courts, back into the appeals courts. They still have a lifetime judicial appointment, so that doesn't require a change to the Constitution. Mm-hmm. The second would be imposing the code of ethics that applies to every judge in the country on the Supreme Court with an enforcement mechanism. And that would require an act of Congress, but it needs to be done. And the third is expanding the court. The court historically has reflected the number of circuits that are out there. When the court first started out, it was five people. There were five circuits. There are now 13 circuits, and we have 9 members of the court. I think we should have at least 13 members of the court, and you know, each member should be the head of one of those circuits. Right now, you've got members who are the heads in many cases of two circuits, and I just think that's wrong. So I don't see those things as a panacea. I don't think there's any panacea until we get money out of politics. But that code of judicial ethics could get money out of the Supreme Court. I mean, right now you've got Supreme Court members. You know, Sam Alito gets a first class all expenses paid trip to Europe. Clarence Thomas gets to travel around on yachts. We have no idea what's going on with the rest of them, but you know, odds are it's pretty skeezy. We just need to put an end to all that stuff and say, you know, you're a Supreme Court justice. That's your job, not, you know, feathering your own nest. Dan, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Great, you know, great suggestions. On the other side of the break, why have people lost their faith in capitalism? What's going on with that? And your calls. So stick around. We'll be right back. We're hitting the top of the hour here.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel has launched a strike targeting Hamas's leadership in Qatar. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu speaking at the U.S. Embassy in Israel afterwards.
At noon today, I convened the heads of Israel's security organizations and authorized a surgical precision strike on the terrorist chiefs of Hamas.
Hamas had been considering a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. CBS's Ramy Innocencio.
We don't know where this will go. This has been unprecedented. I think we will have to see where and who will be coming out of this, dead and alive, out of the Hamas senior leadership.
There was a major revision today to the jobs numbers, as Jason Brooks reports.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics revised job growth down by a whopping 911,000 jobs over the 12-month period through March 2025.
On Wall Street, investors are hoping the revised numbers lead to an interest rate cut. Stocks are higher. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.